As a Christian and a full-time minister of a local church for 25 years in the city of Hamilton, I see and hear countless stories in my ministry as proof of just how evil the CAS really can be. I've always opposed the Children's Aid Society, although I've had no personal run-ins with them. I support immediate appointment of an ombudsman as a temporary stopgap measure until a newly created government agency can take over the current duties of the CAS. Once the CAS is defunded by tax dollars, it will be exiled into a well-deserved extinction. Remember a few years ago when control over the blood supply was taken away from the Red Cross and given to the government-run Canadian Blood Services? I want our children to be taken away from the CAS and given to a newly created government agency which is 100% under the control of the Premier of Ontario in matters of judgment, not just money. Our children are as much our blood as that which flows within our veins. The CAS, in my opinion, is arrogant, out of control, a law unto themselves, destructive to society, openly discriminate against Christians, which is why I'm up here speaking. The problems are so extreme, the tree so rotten, that it is beyond reform, and this tree must be chopped down at the root and discarded. Most Canadians are completely misinformed about the CAS. Many of the previous speakers have highlighted these things. And Canadians are actually shocked when I talk to them, when they learn how the CAS operates. If we can just educate Canadians of the shocking truth about the CAS, they will rise up en masse and demand immediate changes themselves. This should become a major election issue next provincial election. Yay. Now, I've created a top five list of the most shocking things Canadians don't know about the CAS. Some of them are being expounded. Number one, shock one, the CAS is not a government agency, but a private non-profit, private charity like a church, a corporation. Shock number two, the CAS, the 53 CAS offices in Ontario have no centralized control, but are independently owned and operated like privately owned bowling alleys in different cities. When they kidnap your kids, there is no higher authority you can appeal to than the local CAS chairman and his small group of board members. Shock number three, Section 15 of the Child and Family Services Act, which governs them, empowers each local CAS board to act as both judge and jury over how you raise your children, and can legally kidnap them whenever they believe they should, often based upon the personal judgments of a single individual CAS worker. Shock number four, there is no independent outside oversight, as Randy Hillier mentioned. No CAS watchdog, no CAS ombudsman, no cabinet minister that you can contact to get action. They can do whatever they want, and you are totally powerless unless you resort to legal action. Even if you win in court, the CAS routinely defies court orders to return children when they disagree with a judge. This is why many Ontario lawyers, and I've spoken to them personally, have told me, quote, oh, they're a Gestapo, they're a law unto themselves. When the lawyers call the CAS a Gestapo, a law unto themselves, and I've heard it personally, that caught my attention. Shock number five, there are major critical differences in policy between each of the 53 CAS offices in Ontario. Think about that. Remember, each CAS office is legally independent of the other, so in fact, they have 53 chairmen, 53 boards, and 53 different policies across the province. No uniformity. Now, I want you to imagine for a minute. Think about it in this way. Let's get the Yellow Pages. You open the Yellow Pages up of Toronto, and you go to the church page, because as a minister, there's hundreds and hundreds of churches in the Yellow Pages. Close your eyes and just randomly, okay. And you open your eyes, and what happens is the church under your finger, the minister of that church, and his local board of elders, they now are the law in regard to your children in matters of judgment and how you ought to raise them. If you don't obey their personal wishes in that one church, they will have your kids arrested. Now think about that for a minute. I don't agree with that, but even though church ministers are eminently more qualified than anyone in the CAS to render advice on raising children, it is still wrong to put all the children in the province of Ontario under a single church minister and his local board of elders. But that is exactly what you have with the CAS. You have 53 local churches, kind of like one in every town, but not exactly, but sort of. And, you know, they're a local church and his board of elders, the Toronto CAS is a director, and his local board. Is that okay with you?
No.
So the CAS must be defunded. From a religious point of view, the CAS has many things in common with a religion. Personally, I would call them a secular, humanistic religion with anti-Christian policies. They are ideologues with their own set of morals and beliefs that compete with mine about how I and you must raise our children. They have a long track record of being caustically hostile to Christians and churches. Not only are the CAS radical left-wing ideologues, they are also zealots in the true sense of the word. They believe everyone else in the world is wrong, except them. They actively seek to evangelize you, to convert you to their beliefs. When that fails, they resort to the Supreme Court as their enforcement officer. When that fails, they just kidnap your kids. All the kids, maybe, even in a single local church, what happened, they tried to do in Elmer. Or they throw you in jail as an abuser. Or they tell the judge that they suspect that you, as a parent, are mentally ill. Forcing you the humiliation of submitting to a junk science psychiatric assessment that takes 6 months to complete, all the while they have your kids.
And 10 grand.
They will do almost anything to get as many kids as possible for as long as possible, because like public schools, their funding is proportional to the number of kids in their care. Let me talk about the positive parenting approach. It is relevant to this issue. The CAS knows that Christianity is a major threat to their personal beliefs, and they have made great progress, the CAS, in attacking Christianity in Canada. Their actions often violate the Charter of Rights. Christians object to being told by a small group of CAS zealots that we must raise our children according to junk science of pop psychotherapists claiming to be parenting experts who promote the positive parenting approach, and we see it even on TV today, everywhere. They are clearly unqualified even to give such advice from a biblical point of view. The positive parenting approach was pioneered in the 60s by Dr. Benjamin Spock, in part. But at the end of his life, few know that he renounced that entire approach. I want to quote him. I think it's relevant. He said, quote, "We have reared a generation of brats. Parents aren't firm enough with their children for fear of losing their love and incurring their resentment. This is a cruel deprivation that we professionals have imposed on mothers and fathers. Of course, We did it with the best intentions. We didn't realize until it was too late that our know-it-all attitude was undermining parents. Are you listening, CAS and Allison Schaefer of The Parenting Show? This is a real problem. Spanking children is contrary, for example, to the CAS positive parenting approach, even though it's legal in Canada. In 2000 AD, the Ontario Superior Court upheld the spanking law. The CAS thumbed their elitist noses at the court ruling. Eventually, the Supreme Court thumbed their noses back at the CAS by upholding the spanking law in 2004. But I want to talk about two specific cases and I'll be done. Number one, we must mention the CAS attacking an entire church in Elmer, Ontario, because the parents simply spanked their children. It was so shocking that even U.S. newspapers reported the story. Normal, happy, well-behaved church children were, quote, dragged kicking and screaming from their homes by the Elmer Children's Aid Society, reported all over the place in many newspapers. The 28 mothers and their 80 children fled to the U.S. and claimed asylum from persecution. Why? Because the CAS was demanding that the parents stop spanking their children altogether, even though the Superior Court ruled it was legal a few months earlier. By every standard, these children were very well behaved, well adjusted, from excellent Christian homes. It was not a case of child abuse, but a conflict in CAS ideology with Christianity. This was a direct attack on Christianity by the CAS. Once the Supreme Court declared spanking legal in 2004, the CAS now, and the current push, is to abolish Section 43 altogether. Okay, the law is now legal. They don't agree with it, so let's just remove the law out of the books, which is essentially the same thing as overturning the ruling. We need to be on guard against this. If the CAS defies the Supreme Court of Canada, what hope does the average mother or father have of withstanding them? Nobody can stop these people. And again I say, these are the reasons why lawyers that I know have referred to them as a law unto themselves and a Gestapo. I want you to consider the case of William Stewart and his wife Shelley of 17 years. William is a full-time minister of a church in Kingston, Ontario. William and his wife Shelley applied to the CAS to adopt children into their childless, loving and stable home. Although they really are the perfect candidates for adoption, the CAS declared them unfit parents for three absurd reasons. They believed in spanking, in the traditional husband-wife roles, and they believed in training children, which training a child in the way he should go is contrary to the positive parenting approach. And they stated this in writing. Even though William and Shelley promised to comply with the spanking guidelines issued by the Supreme Court of Canada, the CAS said they were unfit parents and closed the file. In a written statement, the CAS said, and I quote, we have, quote, a policy which states that children will never under any circumstances be adopted into homes where parents indicate that they might spank their children, even if they spank according to the Supreme Court guidelines. Now I want to talk one more aspect about William's case. The church minister, William Stewart, and his wife learned, in more detail, the second reason why the CAS views them as unfit parents. And this is just mind-boggling. The CAS believes that the traditional family, where the man is the head of the house, is a poisonous and unhealthy environment unfit to raise children in. Now, the Stewarts didn't feel so bad when they realized that the CAS also viewed June and Ward Cleaver also as unfit to adopt children because of their rigid gender roles that you see. Hard statistics prove that 36% of CAS adoptions go to homosexuals.
Yep.
But Christians, with their leave it to Beaver, rigid gender roles, are deemed unfit parents. The CAS will approve adoption to lesbian couples when a woman is the head of the house. They will even let a homosexual couple adopt children when one of the men is head of the house. But not the traditional Christian family where the husband is the head of the wife. The CAS refuses to adopt children to Christians with traditional gender roles, but loves to adopt children out to homosexuals with same-sex gender roles. How hypocritical. Take note, my complaint is not about gay adoption, but that Christians are being specifically targeted for exclusion for adoption. Almost all gay couples are seen as fit parents, and almost all Christian couples are deemed unfit parents. If you are gay, statistics prove that you are 55 times greater of adoption than those who are not gay. What a twisted, evil world we live in. Think about that for a minute. Now, after 17 years, full-time church minister William Stewart and his loving wife Shelley are childless to this day, and maybe they'll just have to fly to Africa to adopt children. In conclusion, the CAS, in my opinion, is beyond reform, must be totally dismantled and replaced with a new government organization whose judgments, opinions, are accountable to the voters of Ontario and to you who are here today. Thank you.
Amen.